Chapter 18, Jericho. We must now leave Mount Pisgah, where Moses went up to see the promised land, into which he was not to enter. Right opposite, on the other side of the river Jordan, was the city of Jericho. We want now to tell you about this city, which was built in the plain of the valley of Jericho, and was called the City of Palm Trees. No doubt it was a beautiful place, as it lay spread out in the valley, with its lovely palm trees and their welcome shade. But in spite of this, it was to be destroyed, because of the wickedness of the people, and was to be the first city taken by the Israelites on the west side of Jordan. You will remember that Moses died after he had seen the land, and Joshua took his place in leading the people. Now Joshua knew that Jericho was first to be taken, and he sent two spies to see the land. These spies came to the house of a woman in the city, whose name was Rahab. She hid them on the roof of her house under some stalks of flax, so that the king of Jericho could not find them. Then she let them down by a cord from the window, so that they were outside the town wall on which her house was built. So they returned to Joshua and told him all they had seen. But Rahab believed that God was with the people of Israel and would destroy Jericho, and she agreed with the spies to hang a scarlet line out of her window, and they promised that she should be saved and all that were in her house. The report of the spies encouraged Joshua to lead the people forward. But what was more and far better, God also came and encouraged him. But first, there was the great river Jordan, and how were they to get across? Well, God made the way for them to pass over. The priests were to go first carrying the Ark of the Lord. As soon as their feet touched the water, the river divided into two, and all the people passed over on dry ground. What a wonderful miracle! And how it must have made them feel that God was with them. Then, after that, the Lord came to Joshua in the form of a man with a sword drawn in his hand, and told him that he was come as the captain of the host of the Lord. He then told Joshua what they were to do in order to take the city. All the men of war were to go round the city once a day for 6 days, followed by the priests carrying the ark and blowing trumpets of ram's horns. Then all the people were to follow on behind the priests. So they went round the city once on each of the 6 days, without making any noise except of the trumpets. But on the seventh day they went round the city 7 times, and after the last time the priests blew the trumpets, and all the people shouted with a great shout. Then the walls of Jericho fell down flat, and the people marched into the city and destroyed it with fire. Only Rahab and all that were in her house were saved, as the spies had promised. Here was then another great miracle which the Lord wrought as they began to enter into the promised land. When they had taken Jericho, Joshua was told to pronounce a curse against the man who should build it up again. Now this actually came to pass over 500 years afterwards, when a man named Heel built the city again in the days of King Ahab. He began to build when his first son was born, and set up the gates of the city when his youngest son was born, as Joshua had said so many years before. Yet no doubt the curse took effect upon him and upon his house. There is one more thing to tell you about Jericho. You will remember the parable of the Good Samaritan, which the Lord Jesus told the people when he was here upon earth. A certain lawyer had asked Jesus who could be called his neighbor, because he knew he ought to love his neighbor if he would keep the law of God. Then Jesus told him of a man who went from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who robbed him and left him wounded and half dead. Then a priest came that way, but passed by on the other side without helping him. After him came a Levite, and he came and just looked at the poor man, but also passed by on the other side. Then there was the Good Samaritan, who came where he was, and bound up his wounds, taking him on his own beast to an inn where he could be taken care of. Of course, this was to show the lawyer that the Samaritan was his neighbor, although all the Jews hated the Samaritans. How wonderful is the teaching of Jesus! The lawyer thought he could please God by keeping the law, and so Jesus sent him to the law, but showed him that he could not even love his neighbor, much less love God, with all his heart. So we cannot hope to reach heaven by keeping the law, and this is what is meant by the priest and the Levite, passing by and not helping the poor man. But Jesus is the Good Samaritan who has come where his people were, being made a man as themselves, that he might bear their sins in his body on the tree. He alone can heal our wounds, which sin has made, pouring in the oil and wine of his gospel. Now for the texts. The account of Joshua at Jericho is given in the book of Joshua, chapters 2-6, and the rebuilding of Jericho is mentioned in the last verse of the 16th chapter of the first book of Kings. The parable of the Good Samaritan is given in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.